I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Western North Carolina looks like it will be without a member of Congress for several months, if not the rest of the year. Once Republican Mark Meadows resigns his seat to become President Trump's chief of staff, it's likely to stay vacant until November at the earliest. Traditionally, congressional special elections held in even-numbered years take place the same day as the general election to save costs. Party executive committees choose the candidates for special elections, and getting one right now on the Republican side would prove contentious. In last week's primary, none of the 11 candidates in the GOP field came close to the 30% needed to avoid a runoff, an outcome Western Carolina University political scientist Dr. Chris Cooper says can be tied to when Meadows announced he wasn't running again. His announcement after the primary that he'll now leave office only adds uncertainty, adds Cooper.
It is possible that we would have in November, again, this election to fill out the special elections, so essentially November and December and a little bit of January under the old district lines, but then we'd be voting under the new district lines going forward.
On May 12th, the runoff election for the GOP nomination for a full term will occur between Linda Bennett, who received Meadows' endorsement, and Madison Cawthorn. The winner faces Democrat Mo Davis in November, a matchup that could be repeated if a special election occurs the same day. I'm Matt Bush.